Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. What about our plant life and our spirit guides? Do they coincide? Are there plants that we can use that will help benefit ourselves and maybe give a little bit more energy to ourselves and our spirit guides? Let's take a look at that today. Living in harmony with the natural world. Living in harmony with our plants, our trees. Being aware of the intelligence of our trees, the spirituality of our healers and our trees and our plants, shamans, healers, medicine women. You know, there's many names for people that use our plants and the spirit world and our guides to show us what to use. We use our sage, our sweet grass, our tobacco, and our cedar as our spiritual guides and for giving us a closeness with our great spirit and our creator to help us with ceremonies and communication to cleanse. Those are guides. Those are something that we use within our realm, bringing us back to our relationships with plants and earth. One of the ways you can get back into nature is just by getting in there. Go back. Get into the woods. Feel the plants. Feel the land. Walk with your shoes off. Touch the trees. Touch the leaves. Smell the flowers. Listen to what you hear in your mind, in your heart, in your soul when you're walking past the tiny plants and these huge trees. Plants that can heal our mind, our body, and our spirit. We give thanks and we give back tobacco when we harvest our plants. In exchange for his healing, we say thank you. Bringing our physical world into a higher dimensions with the plant life. Recognizing the essence of plants and how they work with our bodies. Healing, understanding, maybe more powerful dreams, visions. When we give flowers to friends, we're giving an uplifting, affirming gift that we love them, that we say thanks that they're in our lives and that we care for them and we believe in them. We treat our plants with love and respect. We treat our trees with love and respect. Plants have feelings, intelligence, and can sense our intentions and respond to our actions. So as we take care of them, they take care of us. Sometimes as a spiritual person, as somebody that's so close to earth, it gets a little tough once in a while walking around, and that's why we take ourselves back out to the woods and we feel the power of nature, the ability and the talents that they bless us with. The greatest gifts on earth is to watch nature walk and live in freedom. Our power animal is the animal that we like the most, the one that gives us power and courage and accomplishments. It's an important gift to us to heal and protect our inner child and our animal spirit guides. The animal spirits and Native American beliefs, our animal spirits and dreams, the meaning of our animal spirits, and our religious beliefs. Our animal spirit is strongly associated with the belief of that the universe and all natural objects within the universe have souls and spirits. Your animal spirit is believed to be supernatural power that embodies, attaches, or conveys influences within ourselves through them, through our connection with them. teaching us, guiding us, helping us with assistance and protecting. The energy, the essence of the animal itself, helping us, the wolf spirit, appearing in our dreams and our vision, crossing our path in daily life. Our tribal animal spirit, our totems, my bear clan, guiding us to the changes of seasons, important issues in life and tribes, in our community. People wonder what their animal connection is. Who's their spirit? We can ask. We can feel. Who do you feel connected to? Who do you dream about? Who's there for you when you're down? Who shows themselves to you? Who comes to you in various stages of life? Animal spirits and their meanings. Everybody has a different meaning, a different characteristic. The bat represents you need to let go of old habits to grow and unlock. Our beaver is symbolizing ambition, to work hard, necessary to achieve your goals. Settle any differences you may have with coworkers and friends. If you find yourself in a threatening situation, bears symbolize a cycle of life and death and renewal. It may signal a period of introspection, a time to slow down and take a look at what's going on in your world. Take care of yourself. The butterfly, creativity, romance, joy, and spirituality. A transformation. A deer, feminine qualities. Bring that out in yourself. Be softer. An elk, an indication that you need to spend more time with your friends and eat healthier. Hummingbirds suggest that smile ideas and concepts may possess much potential and power. And these are some of our guides, because there are so many. We have a program on animal guides, and we talk about the other animals besides these ones and give you a little bit more reference. Our spirit guides listen to what we hear within our souls and our mind and our heart. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.